Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Third USA Today podcast. Now, before we start the show, I would like to say a word that we did have sound problems early on the show. So let's begin the show, shall you? Saturday, June 7th, 2014. Today is a very, very special podcast edition as we have Banks Lee from Attractions Magazine and our usual team member, Dallas.
Yay.
Hey, everyone.
Go ahead. Take us off.
I thought it was more of an introduction. Hi, everyone. I'm Banks. I'm one of the co-hosts of Orlando Attractions Magazine, this show. Also, the editor for the show and one of the main videographers for the website, attractionsmagazine.com and youtube.com/attractionsmagazine. Basically, the show is my life right now. It's my full-time job, and it's still a dream come true, even almost 2 years now that I've been in charge of it.
Oh, wow. Nice. Wow. 2 years, man. It's a pretty long time.
We've been here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the show itself has been around since November of 2010, but I've been the co-host and the lead editor and videographer for it since September of 2012.
Ah,
Yeah. Since then, it's been pretty much my full-time job. So, and that's what I love doing, and I hope to continue doing it for a long time.
Yeah, totally.
I like it better now because I remember when they used to alternate host a lot, and that got confusing.
Yeah, that was one of the things. Like, yeah, we had a lot of like local actors and stuff hosting it, and they were great. They're all great people, but yeah, we had a lot of hosts that would just rotate every week. So when I took over, one of my things was I wanted to kind of move the show in the direction of kind of the Kelly and Michael of the theme park world, where we have two set hosts and we would discuss the news and then have our segments and maybe some guests on there. And so me and Jenny Lynn did that, since September 2012. And then recently Jenny Lynn got a full-time job with Diz, and so she's over there with them now, and we have Elisa, and she's filled in perfectly and just gotten off on the right start, and she's amazing. We're lucky to have her with us, and it's just been so much of a fun run.
Wow, that's awesome. I mean, like, Attractions Magazine has been doing so well these past many years since fire opened, and all these websites just blew up.
Yeah, we were the Attractions Magazine started off as just a quarterly magazine back in fall of 2007. And we still do the quarterly magazine. We're getting ready to – the summer issue is getting ready to come out here any day now. It should be available on our free app on iTunes. Keep an eye out for that one.
That's awesome. Dallas, do you have anything to say? Anything else?
I don't think so.
Okay. Let's move on. Well, it's time for, news in the queue. No, I kid. All right, just your news. Yeah, we don't do any of this fancy stuff. Because, we don't have much of a budget. But anyway, our first thing up is for Universal Studios Hollywood, the Transformers fan experience. So, have you guys heard anything about this thing?
I've seen it mentioned, but I haven't really gotten to read much details on it. Dallas, I'm sure you probably have seen more details than I have.
I think all I've seen is you have to buy a ticket, and then it's something with Transformer stuff after hours. I don't know.
So it's kind of like a special ticket event for them.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Harry Potter they announced how many months ago, but on a much more smaller scale.
The celebration of Harry Potter that we did here?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess the exception would be the celebration of Harry Potter was free with admission, but from what it sounds like, this Transformers is you have to pay a second admission to that.
Yeah, so pretty much to all our audience, the Transformers fan experience is pretty much a convention type thing on Friday, June 20th from 3 to 11 p.m. And what it pretty much is exclusive after-hours access to the park from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Experience the attractions, including Transformers The Ride 3D. And says here there's going to be special Transformers activities such as a discussion panel with, you know, many of the Transformers voice actors and stuff. All the attendees will receive special event lanyards and 10% off select merchandise. And like the usual disclaimer, all sales are final and refunds will not be permitted once tickets have been purchased. A ticket is $75 for one person. I believe annual pass members do not receive any discounts for this, unfortunately. It's me, I'm gonna go, but I'm not paying $75. Do you know this? Yeah.
I guess the big draw would be the getting to see some of the voice actors.
Yeah,
and possibly get to talk to them. I think that's probably what the big draw is, and what probably will get people to spend the money to do that.
Yeah, because I know a few months ago, Universal Studios Hollywood had a SpongeBob celebration, as they call it. It's pretty much the exact same thing as the Transformers, except it's included with admission. So the bus is 110 degrees that day.
They don't have a SpongeBob ride there, right? Right. Or what?
If they bring the SpongeBob 4D ride, that's in like Vegas or something. Just know, is that ride is interesting.
Didn't we used to have something kind of with SpongeBob in Orlando?
I know we right now we have the SpongeBob store pants gift shop. But
wasn't he in the Jimmy Neutron thing when it was still there?
I mean, yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, there was a SpongeBob scene in the Jimmy Neutron Nicktoon Blast. Yeah, but as far as like the SpongeBob 4D show or any other attraction, I think that's SpongeBob 4D is over at the Nick Hotel. But,
yeah, it is.
He didn't have his own ride at Universal, but he was part of Jimmy Neutron. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and just to all of our audience that probably doesn't know, my last visit was before Potter opened. Gasp.
Hey, that's better than my last visit to Universal in Hollywood was 2005, so it's been almost 10 years since I was there.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know, yeah. And right now, I'm looking at a recent map of Universal Orlando. So, yeah, that's pretty much it for the Transformers thing. I hope they stay on task today.
Speaking of, probably not on task, but
I don't care.
Speaking of separate ticket events, did you guys see that the new Disney villains thing they're doing in August?
Yeah, Villains Unleashed.
Yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah, I saw that.
Isn't it kind of the same thing as the Friday the 13th party from last year?
Yeah, it's I think the Unleash the Villains Friday the 13th event was kind of the test to see how popular it would be, and it was very popular. It was like apparently it took like 2 hours to park at studios, and it was just like that park reached capacity. So they saw it was very popular, so now they're kind of bringing it back, adding more things to it, but then also making it limited with this as a special ticketed event, so it won't be as crowded. So that's a big plus.
Yeah,
and I'll be there. Yeah. I've got a ticket for it.
Oh, nice.
I'm thinking about getting a ticket for it to go. But
yeah, well, you know that'll be great. That'll be great publicity for the Disney parks, but you know. Because I know the Friday the 13th event 3 years ago,
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. Yeah. What else? Next up on our list. The special annual pass show of the Waterworld show. So, have you guys seen the show online or at the park before?
Yeah, I saw it when I was there in 2005, and I think it's pretty much the same. I know they probably made some recent changes, but it looks to be about the same.
Dallas?
I haven't seen a video, but you know I haven't been to California.
Well, just watch it. It's only 18 minutes of your time.
Oh, okay.
So, well, before we get it into the Waterworld Special Annual Pass event, Waterworld recently got a big refurbishment on the attraction, which with their brand new company and called Action Horizons, which from I understand is that they operate all the Waterworld attractions in Singapore and Japan now. So, well, now Hollywood. So, what they pretty much did was they made the show feel more grand, kind of in a way, but it's not really much different. They just really added new stunts, much more bigger fuel tank finale. If you guys have seen it, it's beautiful, and the seaplane sequence, which got moved, which ironically people don't really like it, but me, I like it because you know it gets more time and focus for the seaplane. It's because basically, you probably know that the seaplane is the wow factor of the show. It's like, whoa, it's a big shooting airplane, seaplane. I don't know. Is it called a seaplane or a skyboat? It's pretty interesting.
I've never watched the actual Waterworld movie, so that movie is, oh god.
There's a movie.
That's a movie.
Apparently, I think some guy named Kevin Costner was in it. I don't know.
Yep, Kevin Costner. But yeah, So the annual pass special show event, so it's tomorrow at 11 a.m. Pacific time, coast, whatever you guys call it.
California time.
Yeah, unfortunately, I won't be able there to cover it since I have stuff going on. But what it pretty much is annual pass members and a few guests will have a chance to watch the Waterworld show privately, just annual pass members. And after the show, a Q&A session is scheduled with its producers and some of its cast. So it's not really much of a big event like Orlando does with their annual pass members. Like, I know with the Mardi Gras event, you guys got to go on the floats.
Yeah, I tried to do that, but it didn't work for me. So.
Yeah, we covered it for the show. That was amazing. Like, so much fun.
Yeah, I saw that. It's pretty awesome. Yeah, see, Hollywood, we don't get any parades because we don't have the space for a parade, like superstar parade.
Oh, I still haven't seen that parade. But.
It's, I mean...
I've seen it. It's okay.
It's okay, but I wish they would, you know, not... I mean...
It's a good effort.
It's a good effort. It's still good to see a parade there. But I hope the rumors that they would get it's getting an overhaul next year are true.
Yeah.
Because wow. I mean, you look at the parade and it's like hop. Really, we're going to focus on that movie,
the Easter Bunny. All year.
But, you know, yeah. Got Minions. So here in Hollywood.
I think the SpongeBob and Minion floats can stay, but the other ones.
Dora and the Easter Bunny, and then there you go.
That's interesting.
Those floats are interesting.
I still haven't seen the cinematic spectacular, is that any better?
That is amazing. I love that show. I think it is my favorite nighttime show in Orlando. Even better to me than Fantasmic or Illuminations. Oh, no. And I know that's blasphemy to a lot of people, but I'm just because personally I am a huge movie fanatic. I love movies and I love music from the movies, all the scores.
Yes,
and that show is just a combination of all of the iconic music with iconic shots and scenes from films, and then the fountains and the fireworks is just breathtaking every time I see it. And they continue, they'll continue to add new clips from current Universal movies into the show. So in little bits, it it's always updating, and it's just, oh, it's perfect.
Every time I've gone this year, which is a few times, every single time it wasn't running that day. So
wow.
I haven't had the chance to see it.
You're probably going through the off-season, so...
Yeah.
The off-season.
Well, they were all special event nights, so...
Oh, okay. So, Mardi Gras, right?
I think so. Yeah.
I don't think they play that show during Mardi Gras, right?
No. I think because of the parade, they don't do... I could be wrong. That would make sense. I don't know. I remember last time I was there with Jenny Lynn, we watched it, but I don't remember if that was after we did the parade or I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, Mardi Gras is over anyway. It just ended. So.
Yeah, it just ended.
I'm gonna try to see it now. So.
Yeah. We pretty much going back on topic with Waterworld. See, we're not on topic, so. But
we can talk about that stuff later. I guess.
Yeah. And, I don't know, that's really all we have for Hollywood, but pretty much for all of you Hollywood fans right now, Potter is opening in Hollywood, and 2016. I believe it's in spring 2016, so I believe, yeah. I'm excited for Potter.
The new Harry Potter in Singapore or something looks pretty cool. The castle looks good. There.
I agree.
I've only seen one picture of it though. So I'm not really sure.
Oh, that and the one I've seen the one photo, the official photo that they've tweeted out with the lake there.
Yeah, that's
and
the
I'm just like
saw.
In awe. Oh my gosh! Like they actually have their own lake, like in the movie. Mm-hmm. And it blends in perfectly. It just really brings that out.
Yeah,
I love
it. Yeah. It's the same exact ride. Like Forbidden Journey is the same exact thing inside of there, I think.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think it is. I haven't heard anything different.
Okay. Well.
But anyway. What else? Potter, Hollywood, blah blah blah, and my mom is in my room.
The Simpsons expansion.
Oh yeah, that's right. We can talk about it. I forgot about that. Oh boy. So all we know is that I'm getting all my lands mixed up here in Hollywood because we don't really have much lands, but pretty much all we know is that Springfield is opening. I assume in spring of 2015, inside with the spring.
That's ironic.
That is ironic, yeah.
And from what I've seen, it looks really good, and there's going to be even a couple of more things than we have here in Orlando.
Yeah, apparently there's going to be a lot more. There's going to be shopping in the area. Apparently,
we pretty much just have restaurants and then the spinner ride.
Yeah.
Well,
I think, you know, y'all have more shopping, we'll have the spinner ride, but at the same time, y'all got a spinner ride for the Despicable Me area, so it kind of
worked out. And plus, we don't really have the space to add a spinner attraction. Well, you know,
you could use that land for something else.
But, you know, I actually like Orlando's, because it feels like a street, like a train field, and you got the waterfront. That's what I like about your Springfield is that you guys have like a quote unquote street.
I kind of hope they improve how they handle the food court in Hollywood.
I've seen photos of just how disastrous it is, and because I believe it was an overlay of the previous thing, whatever it was called. The thing is,
When I was there, at least, they had a bunch of people in a line. They let two people out of the line at once. So we had to wait for those people to get their food and get out before we could go.
Oh, Jesus.
Took a long time.
Yeah. So, for Hollywood. So, Springfield here in Hollywood, we're supposed to be getting, you know, the usual Moe's Tavern, which I'm actually looking forward to, even though I don't drink, because the theming in Orlando is so exact to that TV show. And, what else?
The, crusty thing.
Krusty Burger,
I love that. That's awesome. That's awesome.
And,
the Chicken Shack, I guess.
Please, this Chicken Shack,
The pizza place. I don't really know all the names of it.
I don't even know what's in that food court in Orlando.
I'm just listing the stuff I've seen there. So.
Yeah.
Oh, and Fast Food Boulevard. Yeah, we've got. Now I'm trying to go off my memory here. yeah, we got a Moe's. We got Moe's. We've got the Chicken Shack. We have Krusty's. There is a seafood, pizza, and then the like veggies and those kind of snacks.
Okay. Okay.
The pizza looks good. But I had the Krusty burger thing. It was awesome.
I love the Clogger Burger. And then I also love, every time I go, I get a Flaming Moe. Those are really good.
Flaming Moe actually looks awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, okay, so I'm just reading the press release here. Springfield is being designed to make feel guests as if they are being propelled through their television sets into the accurately depicted city. So, Krusty Burger, Luigi's Pizza, Phineas Q, Butterfast, 56 flavors, ice cream parlor to iconic watering holes like Moe's Tavern and Duff's Brewery. So, we got some nice things going in.
Yeah. We don't have an ice cream place but we have Harry Potter ice cream place coming.
Yeah, I got that coming.
Butterbeer ice cream.
Yay.
Yeah.
And, what else? We got the Fast and Furious attraction on the city tour next summer. So that's going to be awesome. Have you guys seen?
That looks fun.
It does look pretty cool. But I assume it's like the King Kong 360 attraction here in Hollywood, but a lot more expanded.
Yeah, and I'm upset that they're taking out the spinning tunnel, because I've always liked that effect when I did the tram tour.
Yeah. But the thing is that attractions, there's no air conditioning in that building, so... Yeah. There's no air conditioning, so during the summer, they'll just be closed all summer. And sorry, the mummies have taken over this attraction, and we can't go inside. Like, the Beatles are just... I don't know, it's a long story. But, really, Universal's Hollywood is just going for the 3D type environment, so you're surrounding 3D, which I'm not a big fan of, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's...
We have a lot of...
I prefer sets.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry, yeah. I personally prefer sets over screens, but if done right, screens can be perfect.
Yeah. Like, you know, Transformers and Potter, just... You can beat those type of 3D attractions. I mean, like...
Yeah.
Awesome.
I think
Spider-Man.
I think Escape from Gringotts will be a pretty good example. Because
that one looks. Blew me away with the concept and.
Yeah. From what I've heard, it's a mix of Spider-Man, and the Mummy. But I don't know.
Okay. Banks, do you have anything to say about the Gringotts attraction? Like.
Oh my goodness. lots. I don't think I've been this excited for a new attraction in a long, long time. Like, of course, everything that opens in Orlando, I'm excited to go see and ride for the first time. But the level of this is something I've never felt in a while, where I'm just like, I need to get on this right now. I will climb that wall and get on this right now. Like, get me there. Yeah. So I have a lot of anticipation going for this, and I'm so, like, we're less than 2 weeks away from the media event, and I can't wait.
Well, unfortunately, we weren't invited to that event, so.
Well, yeah.
Maybe next time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard a rumor. It's probably not right though. But it seems I can see where they're getting this rumor from. But I'm hearing that Wolves could come down tomorrow. But I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm gonna be there to go and check it out and see if the Walls are down or not, and I'll be posting about it on Attractions if they are.
Hi.
Awesome.
And
the dragon looks pretty awesome.
Yeah, seriously. Okay, anyway,
aren't we gonna talk about that in a few minutes?
Yeah. So we're gonna, you know, go into more of that later, and you know, that's really all we have for Hollywood, pretty much. Yeah, that's really all I have. Okay, now we're gonna dive into Universal Orlando Resort. So pretty much everybody in the theme park world now knows about Diagon Alley opening at Universal Studios Florida sometime this summer. Don't know when.
I'm starting to think they won't announce an opening date. Or if they do, it'll be at the very last minute.
Probably would, yeah. And
I'm not sure.
Yeah, when do you think they'll announce an opening date?
You know, I don't know. I honestly can't really put my finger on what they're thinking, right? Like, I don't know. I'm hoping they announce it before the media event, or they could announce it at the media event. I honestly don't know. I just don't know.
Interesting.
I've heard a bunch of different dates, like I've heard June 21st, June 26th, June 20th, all sorts of stuff.
I think it will be June. I think it will be.
It will be. Yeah.
But I think they're just trying to, you know, they don't want to promise something and then they're not ready.
Kind of like we'll see.
Oh, like what happened back in 2010.
Yeah.
Parker opened officially. Boy. Yeah, and
I find it strange that they brought out some of the cast already.
Oh, yeah. The recent video that got published yesterday?
Yeah. But I did hear that the person that plays Bellatrix will be in attendance for the media event.
Yeah, I heard Helen Bob Carter is going to be here.
Yeah.
I heard that, too.
Yeah. But, you know, to all of our Hollywood audience, Orlando's getting the much more expanded Wizarding World of Harry Potter, and hence the word "world." Since Hollywood isn't getting the world, we're just getting a piece of the world. In Orlando, Hogsmeade, Hogwarts Express, Diagon Alley, all coming and finishing the touches on the resort this summer.
I've been wondering what Universal would have done without Harry Potter.
Yeah, that's another.
Because they've changed a lot since Potter opened.
I consider the times before Potter. A lot of people consider the times between when Mummy opened and Potter opened kind of the dark times at Universal.
It was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not a lot was going on. Park wasn't really being run that well. And then once Potter opened, it just changed Universal for the good.
And for in a good one too.
Yeah. I don't really know. I can't really imagine where Universal would be today if they didn't put in Harry Potter. Because that's completely changed.
Yeah, but you know, it's Comcast that's investing more and more into their parks.
Yeah.
Since day one of Potter and.
Their new Cabana Bay Hotel looks awesome.
Aw. You know, we could talk about the entertainment and interactive experiences at Diagon Alley. You know, that sounds interesting to me. And thank you, Universal Lander, for not really giving us any supporting photos except for the night bus. Could have given us something else. So the new entertainment that's coming to Diagon Alley is this live performance nearby Karkin Market. The stories from the Tales of Beetle the Barb come to life. And,
It's a lot.
A lot of stuff. I mean,
there's so much that Universal's announcing now. It's so much to take in. It's going to take months to see and do everything. Yeah, between the entertainment and the food and the drinks and the attractions, I'm just, like, in awe. It's so much more than what was available when the first Potter opened.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What's surprising about all these announcements right now is that back in January when they had the webcast, they were like, we will be revealing all the details, and then they barely revealed any of it.
They didn't really until now.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe all these press releases foreshadow, saying that, okay, I think we're ready to open. Because in the videos of the cast, it looks ready to me.
I saw a few cast members in line for the Hogwarts Express in one of the videos. But it probably doesn't mean anything.
I watched the video of the cast inside of the Hogwarts Express. I looked at the screens. I was like, that looks a little too small. Unless if there's two TVs, or just one really small
well,
TV.
They are supposed to look like windows.
I mean, it could be just one of those things where it doesn't really translate well on video. It's better when you're in person.
Yeah.
Almost everything is like that.
But yeah, into the details of the Tales of Beedle the Bard. It's the new stage show. A cover in Carkin Market. Hey, that rhymes. A covered outdoor shopping area inspired by London's famous markets. The show will feature a troupe of four from the Wizarding Academy of Dramatic Arts who has set up to perform a chunk show.
Did you say Thor?
No.
Oh, okay.
Who have set up to perform a chunk show using stylized scenic pieces, props, and puppetry fabricated by the Emmy Award-winning designer Mike Curry. He is known best as a production designer on projects including the 2010 Winter Olympics, opening ceremony, the 2012 Super Bowl halftime show. I'm guessing they're gonna rotate between the different fable tales of Beedle the Bard. And do you guys have anything to say about this show, quote unquote?
I'm excited to see it.
I love that the fact that that they're bringing to life these tales that really not a lot of people know about unless they read the books. Because I mean, I think Tales of Beedle the Bard was name dropped a couple times in the films. I know in Deathly Hallows they showed a little bit of the story about the three brothers.
Yes.
But to be able to see them brought to life and these puppets look amazing. It's going to be great.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, like, just what Diagon Alley is offering is just so much in this.
There's
going
to be a lot to do.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot to do in that area.
I was looking around and I heard that there will be a whole forest street, which I think we already knew, but the dark area of the Nocturne, I forgot what it's called, it'll have a lot of shops. I've heard it may have the most out of all of them, but they really haven't told us anything about that.
I bet you the next big announcement will be about all the shopping and all the different things you can get. Because yeah, we've got the food and beverage, and then we have entertainments. So you assume the next thing would be shopping.
Yes.
And probably Nocturne Alley, because they really haven't told us anything about that.
Yeah, they didn't really.
They just said it'll come, and then.
I just hope they made the streets wide enough for Diagon Alley, but I'm pretty sure they wanted to keep it film exact. Oh, oops, sorry. Oh, yeah. You guys can talk about it, and yeah. Okay. So, yeah, do you guys have anything to say about the streets of Diagon Alley?
I just hope that when they open, it's not, the crowds aren't horrible. Well, I mean, the crowds are going to be very much horrible in terms of size, but I'm hoping like there's going to be some room to walk around.
Yeah,
that's my big concern.
Yeah. So Dallas, I'll be back in like 20 seconds. Okay. You guys can talk about it more diagonally. So yeah.
Did you I think one of the things I'm most excited about is the fact that you can actually exchange money for Wizarding World currency.
I had heard a bunch of rumors about that for the past few years, and then
they finally announced it.
And yeah, and the fact that you can actually use them in the shops and restaurants.
And I think they said that it'll be able to use around
the whole resort, not just Harry Potter.
I didn't read about that.
I don't know. I forgot.
I'm looking at our story on the website. Yeah, notes can be used within both Diagon Alley and Hogsmeade, as well as the rest of our two theme parks. So yeah, there you go. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think they're gonna have a talking animatronic
goblin or some interactive one in there.
It says that you'll be able to exchange your Muggle currency for Wizarding Bank notes from an interactive goblin. The photo has a goblin standing in there. Just all the interactivity and it's insane. It really is. It's going to revolutionize the theme park industry again, just like the first Potter did.
The animatronic goblins look really awesome.
Don't they? Yeah. Cool. I love that they have those. It kind of reminded me of like the presidents and Hall of Presidents, where they're there and they have little movements to make it look like they're really living, breathing right there.
Yeah,
it's not like overblown movements, but just like little subtle things where you can tell, like, oh, that's, there's someone standing there.
I agree.
Welcome back.
Yeah. So, we got the night bus. Looks cool. You know, able to talk with the night bus conductor.
And the shrunken head.
Shrunken head. Sounds interesting. I mean, I'm looking forward to it.
I think that's probably going to be something kind of like the way they do the Shrek and Donkey meet and greet, where I bet you kind of that same thing.
Pretty much, yeah. And we got the Gringotts money exchange.
Yeah, we were talking about that while you were gone.
Oh, you were, okay.
Yeah, that's going to be really cool. And the fact that you can use that all around both parks, not only in the Wizarding World, that's pretty awesome.
Wow. And Ollivander's, not really much to say, you know.
Hopefully it's a bigger space.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully.
And do you think they're going to get rid of Ollivander's and Hogsmeade soon?
You know, I don't think they... I personally don't think they will and don't think they should, because it's Ollivander's is still very popular.
Yeah.
I don't think it would be wise for them to get rid of it just because they already have one in Diagon Alley. I mean, like they said, it's the Hogsmeade branch. It's a brand new Hogsmeade branch. They can just keep going with that story.
Yeah, I agree, yeah.
That makes sense.
And, and Hogwarts Express, as we didn't really talk earlier, but pretty much it's like the movie where you're inside of this car.
I've read from some of the team member testing. I've read about what happens, and it's going to be some fun stuff. I don't want to spoil it, but it's...
Yeah, I don't think...
From what I've read, it's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah. By just looking at the photos and stuff, it's just... Wow. I'm interested to see how they're going to blend the when you're outside of the train and you're inside the train, the screens.
Yeah, yeah.
How are they going to look like the train station you were just
at? Yeah. Hmm. It's going to be interesting how it's going to work, yeah. Like,
I think they said recently that at peak times it'll be one ride per day. But then I heard from someone else that they'll have people that go on it for the first time in the day in a priority line, and then everyone else in a different line.
Much longer.
Yeah, I saw the same rumor, yeah.
And I'm a bit weary on that, but...
We'll see how it works.
Yeah, we'll see how it works.
It's going to be crazy for the rest of the summer until fall.
And probably for the rest of the year.
Most likely.
Most likely, yeah.
Especially with how late they're going to be announcing the opening, if they announce an opening date. Because
that's something I've been thinking about. If I wonder if they're even ever going to announce an opening date. I mean, they could very well on the last day of the media event on June 20th be like, "All right, hey everyone, guess what? We're open."
I mean,
that would be a surprise.
If they're bringing out one of the stars, they might as well do some kind of ceremony of sorts.
Oh no, it's not just one. I mean, there's going to be multiple stars.
Yeah, because I know with the Hollywood's announcement back in 2011, they brought in the Weasley twins, and then Hogwarts is opening, but that didn't get realized until 2013 when it actually started construction.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was like waiting. What I would have thought is that after the announcement, they would start breaking ground, and have it open by now. But we had to wait another 2 years, so I was like.
Yeah, I don't think they're rushing. I mean, they're not rushing it here, but I don't think they're in as much of a hurry to get it done out there.
Right now, Hollywood's schedule for Hogsmeade from other sources is that they're a few months ahead of schedule of their building time, so. Yeah, they're going quick on this.
Good.
Like, it's like, hey, it's a few months open earlier, unless. J.K. Rowling's like, okay, this needs to be fixed. And plus we have Warner Brothers down the street.
Yeah.
Like, hey.
Oh, yeah, that works out pretty good for you guys.
Yeah, it does,
I mean, I don't think J.K. is probably going to be like, this needs to be fixed. Because, I mean, they've done it once before.
Yeah, they've done it once.
Twice before. Because Japan, they've done it twice now. So they're like, we know what we're doing. We can get this up pretty fast now.
Yeah, that's one thing, because...
It reminds me of Transformers, where it opened in Singapore first, and then Hollywood, or vice versa. I don't know which one opened first.
Hollywood. Singapore was first.
Singapore, then Hollywood, and then when they built the Florida, they had already built two other versions, and so they're like, oh, we know how to build this, and they really get up in record time.
Yeah.
Less than a year.
I was surprised, because a few weeks ago,
I went on a Saturday, like on a Mardi Gras Saturday, and I went the single rider line for that ride, and I was the only one in the line.
Nice.
So I went on it six times in a row. And no way.
I'll do that too, single rider. Yeah, I think right now, especially now that spring break's over, we're kind of in that middle of the end of the school year. This is kind of a bit of a lull time. In a couple of weeks, it's going to get back up, and we're going to start getting the July 4th crowds and stuff.
Boy, it's going to get really bad without all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to the crowds at Universal once Potter opens, but I am looking forward to when Potter opens.
Yes.
I agree.
And do you guys know if they're going to offer Single Rider for your King Gods attraction? Because I'm pretty sure they will eventually, so.
I haven't heard, but I wouldn't doubt it because it's almost identical to Mummy, except they don't have three rows of four.
Yeah.
So, I think they'll have a single.
I would imagine so. But
and I don't think the Forbidden Journey attraction has a Universal Express line yet, right?
No, they still don't. 4 years later, they still don't.
Well.
Yeah, just right now at this moment, I'm like, is Hollywood gonna get a Gate A, which is our version of the Universal Express line for this attraction?
But back to single rider line. I was like, so you know how you're able to get on a ride as long as you get in line by around the last five minutes of park opening, closing.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that for the mummy. I got in single rider line, and it turned out that's the only line along with Express Pass that they had running. So we literally just sat in the line for 55 minutes. So I didn't get out I went in there at 8:55. I finally got out of the ride itself at 10:30. So something must have gone wrong. But
wow.
It was crazy. It was supposed to cut the wait. It was terrible.
If you're in Hollywood, we actually have a single rider line for Despicable Me, Minion Mayhem now, which I'm like, hey, it's awesome. So we get the benefit of getting the single rider line for Motion Simulator.
Wow.
I like. Yeah. And I believe Simpsons Ride does have a single ride here too, so pretty much
ours doesn't, but every time I've been in the line, I usually ride it alone.
Okay, so you're getting a party of one.
They scream from halfway across the line, then it's awkward because I have to cut through everyone.
Yeah, that system for Simpsons is okay. We wait in line. We wait in line to get inside of the building. Then we're in the midway area, queue line. Then we wait again. Then we're in the ride. I'm not spending 45 minutes in this building, so... Yeah, it's an interesting queue they have for both Hollywood and Singapore. I mean, Florida. Yeah, it's quite interesting to see how Universal does. Hollywood loves seeing a rider program here. Because here in Hollywood, we encourage single rider here in Hollywood. So, like, every 5 minutes, the speakers for the queue lines will be, we're getting a single rider, and, you know, and, you know, it's kind of, yes, the single rider, we're going to go right in it. And, alright, so, yeah, it's pretty much for Hollywood, and, just so you guys know, in a few minutes, Banks has to leave in a few minutes, so right after Banks leaves.
Yeah, I've got a pregnant fiance I need to take care of and get her some food before she gets upset.
Yeah, you don't want to upset your fiance, and...
Nope.
I think we've covered pretty much everything. Pretty much, but, you know, we could talk for, like, a little, like, few minutes or so. I don't think we want to drive her nuts and... You know, Hollywood single rider, great. Now let's move away from Universal Orlando into Busch Gardens, Tampa, with their Falcon's Fury.
Oh boy, this is just a cluster of a mess.
Yeah.
I'm excited to ride the ride. I'm scared to death to ride it, but I'm excited to go and try it. Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of not surprised that they're having these problems. I don't know exactly. I've heard many different things. Some I don't really want to speculate on because I don't want to paint them in a bad light. But, I mean, I'm not surprised they are having problems because, I mean, this is, like, the first of its kind attraction for this type of drop tower.
Yeah, I agree.
So they've got to make sure everything's safe and everything's good to go. So I'm like, please take your time. Make sure everything's good. I'll be there to ride it, but don't try to get it open in a rush and then skip over something.
Please
take your time.
And then people fall out, and then it's not good.
Don't even say that. 300 feet up, oh, it freaks me out. Oh, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah. I'm never doing that thing.
Wasn't that attraction supposed to open on May 1st?
Yeah.
May 1st, yeah.
Over a month later, we haven't heard anything.
Wow. So what exactly happened?
We don't know.
I don't know. I mean, like I said, I've heard different things. And Busch Gardens is not going to say exactly what's going on. But,
Banks, didn't you get the email with them saying something like, we'll be telling you later this summer when it opens.
They just say later this summer. They won't give an exact date now.
I think it kind of has to do with them wanting to try to compete with Harry Potter. But
that's not gonna compete well.
No, it's not.
But I know here in California we have the Six Flags Magic Mountain. We have the Lex Luthor's Shop of Doom.
Yeah.
You know, it's only 400 feet up. Yeah, it's not me.
But it doesn't go face down.
Yeah,
it doesn't
yeah,
go
yeah,
face
that,
down.
That, that's crazy.
That's the element. That's the crazy.
Yeah. I believe from the POV I saw that Busch Gardens released, or what you guys released from Busch Gardens, is that you go up this tower that takes you up really slow, I assume. And then
and it was and also it was sped up, that video.
Yeah, I noticed.
That was the video that Busch Gardens provided. Yeah, it was already sped up. I guess because it was in testing, so it's not at full speed going up.
Yeah.
But when it was coming down, that was full speed.
I think it was. Well, if you
look carefully,
you can see the roller coasters, like zooming by, not even at a normal speed. So I think they just sped the video up. Because, just for the ascent, just for the vehicle
going up to the top, they sped it up. Because you even look at the cars in the parking lot, and they're zooming by faster than they would.
And then once it got to the top and swung.
Once it turns over and goes face down, then it's regular speed.
Yeah.
It kind of makes it look less scary than I thought it would look. But I know I could never do it if I got close to it. Because I was there and I just saw the big tower thing, and like, no way.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to do it. I've already told myself I'm doing it for the show. I hope they have Rider Cam recording me doing it because it's going to be some great footage of me crying. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. But from the POV I saw, I see that you just go up, and then moments later, your seat just tilts down, face down. Mm-hmm. I believe it's like, whoa.
If you've ever been on Manta at SeaWorld here in Orlando, the restraint system is very similar to that. Almost identical.
Yeah. I know, Magic Mountain here, we have the Tatsu roller coaster. Same thing, like a flying coaster. So, they're very comfy seats.
Isn't this thing like twice the size of the Shikra? I think they've said that.
Not twice, but I think it's 100 feet higher than Shikra.
So, my
foray into, Universal or Orlando attractions is, of course, Attractions Magazine, along with, you guys probably heard of the Tim Tracker on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Tim, yeah. Love Tim.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Yeah, so, we're getting ready to wrap up here. But, any last many things we can put in here? Well, you guys got the Mine Train coaster at Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk that very briefly. I enjoy it.
I mean, it's a great family attraction. I've talked about this a lot lately, and I always say if you're looking for thrills, go to Space Mountain.
It's
not a thrilling coaster, but it's a great family coaster. It's that perfect step up from kids that are too small to ride Big Thunder, but are tired of the Barnstormer. Yeah. And plus, the show scenes are gorgeous and fantastic. The animatronics are flow beautifully.
Yeah.
I just think some of the hype that's been around it was probably a little too much. I don't know.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the Maleficent movie?
Nope.
No.
You didn't?
No, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, so anyway, that wraps up this week's episode, or this month's episode, or half month's episode for June. You guys can like us on Facebook at USH Today. Of course, our great guest here today, Banksley. You guys can follow him on Twitter at Banksley.
Mm-hmm.
Follow Attractions Magazine at Attractions on Twitter. Subscribe to them on YouTube. They have great videos. All Things Orlando. Listen to their weekly show on Thursdays.
Yes, and, every Thursday.
Every Thursday. Like them on Facebook. All of your usual deep arc real stuff. Attractions Magazine can always get more support because I think they have a great audience base.
It's going to keep going.
Yeah, I love all of our fans. Like, we have some of the best fans in the industry right now. I always love seeing them and saying hi whenever I can. Almost every time I go to the park, I see someone recognizes me, and it's always great to stop and talk to him.
Yeah, but to our USH fans, our USH Today audience, like us on Facebook, at USH Today, Twitter, USH Today, YouTube.com/USH Today, then on Instagram at USH Today. What else do we have? Our website, USHtoday.com. You guys can subscribe to us on YouTube, on iTunes. Rate us, because we don't have any ratings. You know, why not get some ratings? And
and yeah, good ones too, not bad ones.
Yes. And that's pretty much it for June. So that so Bing, thanks for joining our podcast today. We truly appreciated you.
Thanks for having me on. Anytime.
Anytime. Yeah, you know, we'll invite you again.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So I'm thinking is that maybe like at the end of the year we can have all of our special guests just come join together in one massive podcast.
Wrap up.
You know. Yeah. So yeah, that's what we're gonna do. So yeah, thanks for joining us, and have a tramtastic week.